So now, now in the winter of their hardship, the Palestinian people need you. They need your trucks, your vans. We've even got a boat, by the way, a yacht, which somebody's donating to the fishermen of Gaza to replace the boats that have been sunk by the Israeli Navy. And we'll travel all those miles, sleeping in the vehicles or in tents by the side of the road, flying the flags of Manchester and Bolton and Rochdale and Birmingham and London and Stirling and Scotland and Stirling, North Wales. We've even got somebody coming from New Orleans who's going to buy a truck in London and buy the things to put on it because she knows what it's like to be on the receiving end of the American government's carelessness about human lives and well-being. But if you can't come with us, if you can't get a truck or a van, then you can help to fill them with the money that you donate. You must go to our website, vivapalestina.org, vivapalestina.org, and click on what you can do. And the least that you can do is this. Today, I secured a Royal Mail truck with the Royal Mail's livery on the side. You can buy a Valentine. You can put your name in it, maybe your picture in it, your children's pictures in it, and you can put a check in it. And we'll put the Valentines in the Royal Mail truck and we'll deliver it with love from Britain to Gaza when we arrive. So, I didn't come here, and it's the second speech I've made today, to entertain anybody. I'm getting old, my voice is going, and I have a long journey ahead of me. Please, don't leave this meeting tonight moved, inspired, and do nothing. Every one of you, every single one of you has something. By the grace of God, I have a small child, 20 months old. He has everything that he needs. He has clothes. He has food. He has warmth. He has shelter. If he becomes ill, he has a doctor and a hospital and an ambulance to take him there. Bismillah. I can't myself be happy that my child has all this while the Palestinian children are in the cold, in the ruins, hungry and crying for their parents who might be dead. There has never been a moment when our duty was more clear. We are free people. We can meet here. We can talk. We can organize. And we must. My last words are these. Remember that little orphan girl that Magdi told you about. She thinks that nobody else in the world cares. She doesn't know we're talking about her tonight, but talking is cheap. Let's put food on her plate. Let's rebuild Gaza. Let's rebuild it brick by brick. Let's send this love on Valentine's Day to a people that tonight feels that the world, including the Arab leaders, have turned their faces away. They think, or rather they thought, that this murderous aggression would destroy the spirit of the Palestinian people, would destroy the resistance of the Palestinian people. But the resistance is not broken. The resistance still stands, and it will never be broken. It will never be broken as long as one Palestinian remains alive. We are all Palestinians, yes. Let that be the spirit. When Phil Kaiserman, Linda's father, was organizing here as a 14-year-old to raise aid for the people of Spain who had been abandoned by the governments of Europe in the face of a fascist aggression against them. He was too young to go, but 135, mainly Jewish, volunteers joined the International Brigade and went to risk their lives. Some of them gave their lives in defense of justice and liberty in Spain. Let Cheatham Hill, in this generation, in this year of 2009, whilst her father is still alive, make him proud that a new generation of people of Manchester cared enough about people in far-off lands that they rose up not to give their blood, but to give their money and their aid and their support to the people of Palestine. Viva Palestina! Long live Palestine! Long live the Palestinian resistance! Thank you.